Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
Hona Garrison,
Germany.
For the past 5 years, pupils from Gloucester School in Hona have been chosen to take part in the BBC News School Report. Armed with TV cameras and recording equipment, 20 students from Gloucester were busily gathering interviews ready to broadcast as I went to meet them on their news day. ICT teacher Neil Morgan was overseeing proceedings. He told me he's pleased that the school continues to be selected year after year.
This school's been involved for 5 years with it, and we've had some quite exciting stories in the past, and we're continuing now. Last year we interviewed David McAllister, Prime Minister of Niedersachsen, and this year we interviewed Colonel Davis about the 10th anniversary of the Iraq conflict.
Lieutenant Colonel Davis is the commanding officer of 3 Mercian, and he's also the father of one of the young people who took part. The BBC was keen for the children to make the most of their strong military connection, and as Neil Morgan explains, the military were happy to oblige.
The army pulled out all stops to help us, which is wonderful. Gave up so much of his time on the day, which made it a real news experience for the children.
Colonel Davies wasn't the only person to visit the school as part of the syllabus. BBC Guernsey-based journalist John Azan came to Germany from the UK to share his news gathering, filming and recording skills with a team of 6 young people.
They'd come up with a great idea for a story. It was the idea of communication with whoever was serving and how that communication had changed over the years. Which did they prefer? Which did their parents prefer to receive? Was it an email? Was it a bluey? Was it a telephone call? Or any sort of form of communication that they had? Iraq, 10 years on, obviously the anniversary happened whilst BBC School Report went to air that week. And so we were looking at how communication changed from when those young people at the start of that war would have been 2 or 3 years old.
And John said he was thoroughly impressed with the future broadcasters he met.
They're incredibly passionate young people, actually, and they've done their homework as well. They really knew what they wanted to get.
Working towards a tight deadline, the pupils didn't have much time to spare on their live media day, but they did stop for a moment to tell me their impressions of life in a newsroom.
Last week was really fun. I learnt a lot about what happens in an actual news studio situation.
We learnt how to set up a shot with like a proper camera and stuff, and it actually took quite a long time to get it right.
It's really fun and a great experience working on as a reporter and knowing how they do stuff. It's quite interesting.
At the end of the day, the children's stories were uploaded to the BBC School Report website, and the young people who took part have become so enthusiastic about broadcasting, they now plan to start their own radio show. This is Emily Slater for BFBS at Gloucester School in Hona.
Your stories.
Your stories. This is the Forces Station.
BFBS.